You're listening to Passions with Details. I am Mrs. Smith, and I have a special guest, Miss Malika.
Hello there.
Today, we're going to talk about being our own boss, B-O-S-S. And that, my friend, we all should think about being, especially being a minority. We need to pass down something for our generation, some assets, and be able to protect these assets with, you know, start putting them in trust funds. Now, I believe there's more than 50 or about lesser than 50, and all different kinds to protect your generational wealth. There are some that if you put it in, it's not revisable. So I suggest you do your due diligence and inquire some more information about that. You need to start off small and just learn about failing businesses, businesses that have been around a long time. I mean, there are resources out here that has mentors, and there are for free. So the ones that are free, I think you guys need to take advantage of those. There's one called SCORE, and that's a good one. Go ahead and register, and that person is going to be able to guide you in the way that you need to be guided to retain a business in your name. I think that at this day and age, everybody knows we're a day older than we used to be yesterday. And what we need to do is apply knowledge and get down to business. It doesn't matter how old you are now, it's what you can do right now. I also want to talk about the resources that seem available and they're not. We have resources that are hidden figures, who also gets beneficiaries to give them trust and money and for clothing, and churches get it. There's a lot of resources out here that get it, but it's like hidden gems, you know? And that's when I say I want to talk about resources, because when people come over here to visit, there's nothing available. Yes, granted, there's 2-1-1. But now if a person comes here without a phone, and the COVID relief stuff is going away, so all the phones is going to be depleted. You all have to do word of mouth or by walking, or if somebody's available to give you a phone to use, you know, but who wants to wait on that? We need to start coming together to implementing these ideas and make them accessible for everybody. Now, we know we have the school systems that always generate emails in what's going around, but it's a lot of internet savvy stuff that you have to be good at to know how to access them, or, you know, go look around and ask somebody, especially Tacoma libraries have stuff as well. But we need our own portal, you know, and that's what we need. That should be our mission, is to create one of those. What do you think, Malika?
Well, first of all, while you were talking, you were bringing up things that I wasn't familiar with. So I looked up SCORE, and it's a really interesting mentorship program. You know, if you go to the library, you can go to www.score.org and look up the information. But what they say that they can help you start, grow, or successfully exit a business. Small business owners who receive 3 or more hours of mentoring report higher revenues and increased growth. You know, that's a start for people. And then Washington State also has a Lifeline program to provide free phones for low-income people. You probably have to jump through a great number of hoops to get it, but it's there if you can do the work, I guess. But I agree. There's resources out there, but finding them is difficult.
Yes, it really is. And, you know, word of mouth goes a long way. And when we are collectively doing it, we can get it done, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Women are used to, I think. Men compete against each other.
Yes,
it's just,
they
let
do.
Me just make a blanket statement that people can get offended about, but women do work together better than men.
Yes, it's kind of like, you know, this is our children, this is our baby, let's get it together. Mm-hmm. Let's clean the dishes and everything. But this has to get done. It really does. It's enough thinking about it. I will be out in People's Center Wednesday. Yes, I will be there 12 p.m., which would be March 13, 2024. So I'll be out there checking it out and also lending my services to the community. And that is on MLK, you guys. So I hope to see some of you guys there. And I want to shout out Arlington Elementary, Mr. Fullerton. Yes, yes, sir. I am going to be in the building all the time, every time. Don't hesitate to tell me hello, because I want to bring some of you guys to my show. So if you have some ideas, if you want to just preach and teach, let me know.
And people can reach you at dsmith@radiotacoma.org if they want to send an email.
You may do that as well. I want to get together and just be able to be a part of my community success. So it was nice talking with you guys today. I hope you guys got a good laugh. You know, it is March Madness. So let's get it together, guys. You are listening to Passions with Details. And thank you, Miss Malachi.
Thank you.
See you later.